No.
All right. Well, good evening, everybody, and thank you for being on the call. I hope you guys have been learning a whole lot. I am over here in North Carolina, and let's see here. I see some chats going on over here. Hey, who's this? Hola, they said hola, Wally. Who's that? I'm not sure what your name is, but I appreciate the shout out. Yes, I'm in North Carolina. I was actually over here helping the military folks with their transitioning process, so something that I do here as well. I go around different military bases and talk to soldiers who are getting out, just kind of helping them through their transition process. Because I was, I am a military vet myself, so I was once in their shoes, and I know what it's like to have to try to transition from the military life to civilian life. So, you know, enjoying it, talking to these guys, you know, giving them, you know, good direction and hope. And I hope that I can do the same thing with you guys tonight, or should I say this evening, but welcome, welcome. Most people who know me know that I do not trade options that often, but when I do trade options, I figured I'll show you this one strategy that I use, that I apply when I actually trade options. And I hope that this is something that you guys would benefit from. I'm not sure how many people already know this strategy. You probably have heard me talk about this in the past, maybe not, but you know, hopefully it's something that you guys will learn and be able to use this effectively going forward. All right. So I call this the 30 to 90 day option strategy. And again, I'll be honest, I don't do this every single time because quite frankly, options is something where I want to make sure that all the stars are lined up, so to speak. Plus, I'm more confident with a longer term strategy. But whenever I choose to do options, this is the strategy that I will use. And I've had people who've used this, who's reported back good success that they have, and they're very happy with it. Usually people say, wow, this is mind blowing. You should do this all the time, Wally. You should do this all the time. But at the end of the day, I'm very comfortable with the way I trade, using margins and stuff like that, that it's not that big of a deal to me. But I hope this will change, at least I'll give you directions and sort of like what to do when it comes to options trading. A little bit about what we're going to be talking about here today. This is our risk disclosure statement. So please understand, we are not recommending anything to buy, sell, or hold. Just sharing some knowledge with you guys in the hopes that it would help you with your own trading. A little bit about myself. Founder of Right Side Trading. We are a technical analysis research firm. That's what we do. You know, some people see that as a good thing. Some people see it not such a good thing because, again, we don't really bother ourselves with the news or any other type of data, but what the chart shows. Now, don't get me wrong. We do hear about the news. We do hear about other data that comes across. We can't help but come across that information. But one thing we always do is make sure that we cross-reference that to the technicals as well. And so in the event that the data or the news that we're hearing is saying that the stock is supposed to go up, but the technicals are not supporting that, then we will go with the technicals and vice versa. If the data is saying that the stock is supposed to go down, but the technicals are saying that it's going up, we would support the technicals. A very good classic point was what's happened this year. Back in October, November, we were telling people, hey, the technicals are showing that we've hit the bottom. I've had many, many documentations of that, webinars that I did back then, my report that I write on a weekly basis that I wrote about back then when we were saying the market has hit bottom, the technicals are showing that we hit bottom. Back then, a lot of people were not aware. A lot of people were, you know, saying that, oh, we're still in recession. And I just kept on telling our subscribers to keep on holding on, staying bullish. And I said, if anything changed, I'll let you know. But as far as the technicals are showing us, everything is pointing to being bullish. And I had so many people come back and say, no, because of this, because of that, look at what's going on with inflation. Look at what's going on with interest rates. Look at what the Feds are saying. And look at what's happening in China. And they said all this stuff. And I was like, I know what they all say, but the technicals are still pointing to the bullish side. And so I said, as long as the technicals keep on telling us we're bullish, we'll stay bullish. And then now, recently, within the last month or two, now a lot of them are coming back and, you know, recanting on what they said and say, hey, you know, we were wrong. The market is resilient. This recession fears are going away. Inflation fears are easing, blah, 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 blah. You know, and I just look at it and say, wow, okay. So again, once again, we were right. because we follow technical data as opposed to following the news and all these other data out there. So we have done a really, really good job. We called the top of last year of 2022. I even have a video out there that I show where we talked about the top of the cryptocurrency crash. You can see here, we talked about the market top of 2020. We called the pandemic top, we called the pandemic bottom. We called the bottom of this 2022 market drop. I mean, we have been right on point calling each and every single one of them. This is a excerpt of our report back in 2020 when we were calling the market top. You'll see right here where it says, the writing is already on the wall. It's time to take profit, exit your position. Market is warning us to take heed. That was right before the market dropped in 2022. This is, again, excerpt from our report that we write every week. On March 27th, you can see this, where we said, it is time to cover all short positions, exit your short positions, and get ready for a rally. That was when we called the bottom of the pandemic, okay? Again, just like what's happened since October, where a lot of people were like, no, the market is still going down. It's the same thing they did back in 2020 when we said the market was going up. And they were like, no, market is going to go down. The world is shut down. But we were seeing the technicals say that it was ready to go up. And so that's why we trust the technicals over anything else, right? This is our excerpt from when we wrote about Bitcoin. You can see again, this is part of that right side report that we write every 2 weeks, January 7th to January 9th, 2022. When we told people, say, hey, get ready for Bitcoin. Bitcoin is displaying major topping patterns. Bitcoin is going to suffer for the next 4 to 9 months. The only thing we got wrong was that it lasted longer than that, okay? But again, we saw that and we knew that something was wrong. So much so that we even did a recording on YouTube talking about the market crash. This is another excerpt a week after we talked about Bitcoin when we were talking about the market topping out in 2022. We are prepared for a bearish drop that can be what? Significant, lasting for weeks, if not months. This warning sign is more prevalent on the NASDAQ and Dow Jones, but topping patterns are beginning to appear. So again, we saw the technicals, we saw the patterns that things are happening. So from that point on, we started warning people, do not get involved in the market going long, wait for the market to like show signs that it's ready to go back up. And so on and so forth. And people were just like, you know, when they say, oh, it just happened all of a sudden. No, it didn't. Right. And then here was what we wrote about NVIDIA back in January of this year, where we said, according to our model, it is time to start buying again. Right. It is time to start buying again. NVIDIA is now showing signs that the bottom has been established. The timing of this bottom with its seasonal move of the year is impeccable. Ladies and gentlemen, this was in 2023, January 2023. This was way before NVIDIA became the darling stock that everybody's talking about now, okay? But again, we wrote about this stuff and we've written so much. I'm just taking out a little bit of excerpt of ones that people would be aware of, but we've talked and written about so many different stocks as like where it's going, where it's not going, and like just hitting it nail on the head over and over and over again, simply because we understand how to look at the technicals. This is Apple in February of 2023, okay? February of this year. The chart of Apple printed a buy signal with a harp line suggesting that we can expect rally to $175, which would put it at all-time highs, okay? The odds are in favor of a rally in Apple shares. Go look at where Apple is today. Apple is at all-time high. Go look at where NVIDIA is today. NVIDIA is at all-time high. Now, keep in mind, we wrote these things in January and February, right? When everybody was still talking about, oh, we're heading for another recession. And like I said, now 7 months later, they are all saying, oh, maybe we were wrong. We were looking at the wrong data. Okay. But again, this is why we stick to the technicals that we follow. This is December. I want you guys to take a look at this because, again, we have seen that the market bottomed in October, November. So we started recommending buy. Everything we've been recommending was buying since then. So in December, we wrote, a great setup is Oracle. This setup usually precedes a strong bullish trend with resistance level as the target. Therefore, it is not unrealistic to expect Oracle to reach new all-time highs in the coming weeks or months. But guess what happened? Where is Oracle today? All-time highs. ladies and gentlemen, we wrote this again back in December when most people were not even thinking of the possibility that the market could be doing well, right? Everybody was still saying the market was bearish. I mean, they literally were saying the market was bearish up until last month. So again, this is things that we have done. And again, I've done this over and over and over. It gets to a point where it's like, it's almost like second nature. Okay. I don't even question the analysis that we have because we can tell without guessing, without hoping, without wishing, without thinking, we can tell whether the market is bullish or bearish, pure and simple. Okay. And we've done this multiple times over and over and over. Okay. One last one is Ferrari. The chart of Ferrari printed a buy signal on the monthly chart. I want you guys to remember, this was back also in January, right? The expected target, according to our HARP line, is projected to be around 270 to 280, which is approximately 18%, and a high possibility of reaching new all-time highs. Go back and look at charts of Ferrari right now, all-time highs, okay? So we are not making these things up. All right. And we are really, really good at what we do. Okay. It's actually one of the reasons why up here, you'll see, I don't know if anybody noticed this, technical and quantitative analysis experts. We are experts at what we do. We use technical analysis and quantitative analysis to do what we do. All right. So please keep that in mind as we go forward, because I'm going to show you some things here now where, again, 100% technicals. I don't mind the stories. I don't mind the fundamentals. I don't mind the whatever data we want to look at. But my biggest thing is always has always been whatever it is that we're looking at, then let's make sure the technicals are supporting it too as well. All right. So if to me it's like a two-piece combo. If they're telling us one thing or the data suggests one thing and the technicals don't support that, I'm not interested. Now, unfortunately, it does not go vice versa. If technicals are telling me something and the data is telling me something else, I'm going with technicals. All right. So technicals to me trumps everything. And that's only because we've perfected it. Right. And that's what I'm kind of getting to. We've perfected it. All right. So that being said, let me show you one very simple strategy, like I said, that we use, whereby if we were to trade options, or when we do trade options, this is what we do. So let me see if I can bring my chart over. Give me 1 second. Come on. All right, let's do this. Can help me out here. Can everybody see my thinkorswim chart? If you cannot, please let me know. Can you see my thinkorswim chart? You can see it? Okay, great. Everybody can see my thinkorswim chart. All right, just to double check, now that I don't trust you guys. What ticker symbol? I just want to make sure it's legible. What ticker symbol do you guys see on here? Excellent. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right, good. We're good. Okay, so here is the strategy. Let me do one more thing here. Give me 1 second. Oh man, I don't have my marker here. Oh crud, I don't have my marker here. I just got this laptop and I forgot to install my my marker on here. So you're gonna have to bear with me as I try to use a modified, do they even have a marker on this thing right here? Let's see, oh crud. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I'll probably have to do is use text. I'll probably have to text. Okay, so the first thing is when we have a stock, now we're gonna start on the monthly and then we're gonna go into the daily. Give me 1 second, I'm trying to figure out what to use. So the idea here is, first and foremost, we have seen a stock that has gone down on the monthly timeframe, right? So that's the premises here. We wanna see a stock that has gone down on the monthly timeframe, right? So it's been dropping, no problem. Then typically what happens, which is what I'm not aware that people are aware of this, I'm not sure if people are aware of this, is that typically what would happen then is then it starts rallying back up, okay? And when it starts rallying back up, use the oval to mark a spot. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that, Ray. I'm gonna see if I can use that. If you don't mind, I'll probably use a rectangle. So what ends up happening is the stock has gone down, like we've seen here on this red downtrend. But then when the stock is getting ready to reverse, and again, we start off on the monthly. Now, we're not going to trade the monthly, but we are using the monthly to kind of help us find a setup. So we go to the monthly chart, we see a stock that has been going down, but now it's looking like it's ready to go back up. And then typically what would happen is you'll see something like this. Let me see if I can draw this, where you will see two green candles. Sometimes it's 2 to 3 candles. So that's what I'm looking for. So we want to see, let me write this here, 2 to 3 candles, okay? After a bearish trend on the monthly time frame. Okay, so far so good. So 2 or 3, and I should probably say 2 or 3 bullish candles back to back. So let me actually edit this. 2 to 3 bullish consecutive bullish candles after a bearish trend on a monthly time frame. So far so good. So you can see that right now, right? We see like price drop. We had one bullish, and the bullish is green candles, just so you know. So price dropped, we had one green candle, price dropped some more, we had another green candle, wasn't enough, price dropped some more, and then all of a sudden we had two bullish candles, two green candles, okay? Off to the races, I like that. That's a good one, off to the races. So we see that, right? Downtrend, now we see two bullish candles back to back, okay? Sometimes it could be 3 bullish candles. Okay, then here's where it gets interesting. Then what ends up happening is we then get a red candle. I call it the rest month. So you get a red candle like we have right there. You guys seen that? So we have back-to-back green candles. And then all of a sudden, you know, no more than 3. We just want 2 to 3. If it's 4, it doesn't count. If it's 1, it doesn't count. It has to be 2 or 3 candles, back-to-back green candles, followed by a red candle. Okay, we get that? 2 green candles, back-to-back, followed by a red candle. That right there, okay, great, thank you. That right there now tells us, or tells me, that this stock is ready to go higher. Okay, now, what most people are not aware of is that once that happened, 80, 90% of the time, now this is on a monthly time frame now. So by the end of that month, we see a red candle after 2 green backs back, 80 to 90% of the time. The next month after that red candle would almost always be a green candle. Write that down. Please write that down. 2 candles back to back after a bearish trend. Then you see a red candle, maybe after 2 to 3 candles back to back, that's going higher. Part of that is we need to see higher highs, higher lows, right? Then you see a red candle, still has to form a higher high, higher low. So you can see this right here. It's higher high, higher low. But then it becomes a red candle. When that happens, I consider that to be the market or that stock taking a break before it starts its next move, the next race higher, like Ray said. I think it was Ray that said that. Okay? So almost always, 80, 90% of the time, what would happen is the very next month, so if this red candle showed up in January, that means February is going to be a positive month for that stock. If February was when it had that red candle, that means March is going to be a positive month. This, ladies and gentlemen, is good information to know. All right. And those are the ones that I would then say, okay, now that I know that this stock has the potential of becoming positive for the month, that will be the company that I want to place options on. Get that? That would be the company I then want to place options on. So I've seen them go back to back. I've seen it was in a bearish trend. And the reason why this is happening is because I believe that this is something where it's like the market is now, or that stock is now getting ready to turn bullish. So all I want to see is 2 green candles, no more than 3, red followed by a red candle. And I know that the very next month almost always will be a green candle. Any questions so far? If we understand that, right? If we understand that, now that we know that this is happening on the monthly time frame, and this monthly time frame has given us the clue that next month is going to be a positive month, the only thing now left for us to do is go into the daily time frame and take advantage of that. All right. So what I do is when I see something like that, I mark the high of that red candle, wherever the high is, I mark the high. Now, with certain caveats, if it's one of those that had a very, 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 very long wick, not interested in that. So you'll see that a lot with a lot of those penny stocks that get a lot of volatility. I'm not interested in that. You know, that's just too much ground to cover. But what I consider to be a realistic candlestick, fine. So what I do at that point is I will go on that monthly time frame before the next month begins, because I've identified this at the end of each month. And then I go here and I say, great. This is the line. Let's see right here. We found the line right here. And what I now know is not only are we going to have a green candle next month, chances are now very, very high that we are also going to take out the high of that red month. Let me repeat that one more time. Once we have that rest month, I call it the red rest month. Once we have that rest month, that red candle, two things we know. One, the very next month is going to be positive, 80, 90% of the time. The second thing is that we know the high of that red candle will be taken out the very next month. So if this was happening in, what month was this? So this happened in December. That means at the end of December, we see this. That is a huge opportunity for us to say, wow, there's a very good optionable trade that we can take going into January, right? And so what we do now is we zoom into the daily time frame. We go back to the month of December. So this is December right here. Let's go. So we started December here to the end right there. This is the month of December, okay? We've already drew our line saying that, hey, because we know that December ended as a red month, what this now tells us is that wherever price is by the end of January or the next 30 days, depending on when that is, right? What's gonna happen is that we should reach $230 per share. Give me a thumbs up if you understand this, please. Just want to make sure that we're all on the same page, right? Thumbs up by, you know, you can type in a Y or something like that. That would suffice too as well. Thank you. Appreciate that, guys. Okay. So now that I know that, hey, this is a stock that is resting, that is ready to go higher, it's resting, we're in the beginning of a bullish trend. So that's why I prefer these, because I know we are in the beginning of a bullish trend. Most of the move on a market or stock, the big moves will happen in the beginning of a bullish trend. All right. It's when we're getting close to the end that we might see things slow down. But in the beginning, when it's ready to start heading higher, chances are we'll have some big moves taking place. And so what we want to do is make sure that we understand, hey, wait a second, the stock was doing well. It had a rest month. Now we can capture an opportunity to trade this going into the next month. And so in this case, I would look at something like this. I'd say, wow, okay, what day was this? This is the end of December. So sometime in January, now we have to start looking and say, okay, now it's time for us to start looking into jumping into the stock in January. What we want to do is we want to say, look, come January, when we're ready to start buying, our goal is that it is going to reach $230. So we already know where we're expecting to go. Now, sometimes it could go even beyond that. But our goal is that it should take out the high of January. And that was a high of January right there. All right. So now what helps us determine when we're going to buy is a number of factors. I'll just share a few here today. One is I want to see a green candle. All right. I want to see a green candle that either closed above the most recent red candle like we have here. Okay. Because what we're expecting is price has gone down in January or in December, I should say. So we want to see price taking out these highs right here. So this is where I come and I say, maybe we draw a line over here, or if not, the first green candle in the month, in the new month, that will be a chance to start buying. So here we go. We go into January, the first trading day of January, nothing happens. We got a red candle. The second trading day, guess what we have here? A green candle. At this point, ladies and gentlemen, I know it is now time to start looking into putting on an options trade on this. So the only question becomes, what type of options trade do we want to put on? A couple of things. One, I do not expect price to come down to this level down here. So now we have a target at the top and we have a target at the bottom. So at this point in time, I kid you not, it's all up to you how you want to slice and dice this whole scenario. You can buy straight call options and you have an option to buy in the money. You have the option to buy out of the money. You have the option to buy in the at the money. You can do that. You can put on iron condors if you want to. You can put on credit spreads, put credit spreads if you want to. You can buy some call debit spreads if you want to. One I would not recommend doing is selling doing some bull credit spreads. You don't want to do bull credit spreads because that would mean that you have to place a trade up here. And the problem is we're expecting it to reach that level, if not higher. So any type of bullish sentiment type of trade would be good. The reason why I say you can put on iron condors is because, again, even though we know it can go higher, you have one leg up here, one leg down there. It's up to you. Does that make sense? WI is saying, why not? I'm not sure which one you're referring to. Why not iron condors? Is that what you're referring to? Help me out here. I'm not sure when you said why not. Okay, I'll just. Or why not bull credit? Only because, again, if you sell a bull credit spread, okay, you'll be selling the bull credit spread up here. Chances are that we would, go past that level up there, all right? And so I guess it's just, to me, I just don't want it to be where you're still in a trade where by the time expiration comes, it's above that level, all right? Because we know it's going to go up to that level there. So that's what we're trying to do here, is avoid putting on a trade where we're going to get stopped out over here because the expected direction is up to that level. Call credit spread, that's what I meant, sorry. Thank you, call credit spread. That's what I meant to say. You don't want to do, what did I say? A bull credit spread? No, a call credit spread, A bear credit spread. I'm sorry. That's what I meant to say. Now I see what you're talking about, WL. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. A bear credit spread. That's what I meant to say. Or a call credit spread. Okay. Thank you for helping me with that. All right. So you can tell, again, I'm not the expert in options trading, but honestly, if I traded option, this is the only way I would do it. Does that make sense? Only way I would do it. So now, this is the way to land, exactly, right? So now, this is where we can then go into trade. Let me show you what the option train looked like during that period of time. So let's go here to the analyze tab. Actually, let me go back here to the chart. What day was this? This was January 4th, 2023. We go over here to the analyze tab, January 4th, 2023. We can do a number of things. We can buy at the money, say like 220 at the money, 220 call options, right? I'm going to only go with the call options at this time. We can do at the money call options at 220. You can do any in the money down here if you want to, or we can go out of the money, right? Out of the money, 230 call options. We can do that too. Now, the question I have for you guys is the duration. How long do you think we should stay in this trade? Any suggestions? Let's see if I can get some participation here. How long do you think we should stay in the trade? What do you guys think? If we buy a call credit, call option, how long do you think we should stay in this trade? 45 to 60 days. I appreciate that. Okay. Now, when I usually do it, I do 90 days because I'm always concerned about theta decay and all that kind of stuff. But I like the 40 to 60 days, right? The one thing I am aware of is that it's going to happen in the month of January. Does that make sense? So technically speaking, 30 days is really all we need. Does that make sense? Because the idea here is that we've seen something on a bigger time frame, and we know, very good, agree with me. We know that two things are going to happen. One, the month of January is supposed to be bullish. Two, the month of January's high should take out the high of December. And that's supposed to happen in January. So for that reason, it's like, we really don't need to the end of January. The only reason why I say you want to wait to the end, you want to get more than just 30 days, is just so that, you know, if it drags its feet and you're dealing with theta decay. Does that make sense? So if you want to avoid theta decay, you buy more options, more time. That's all. Or you can sell the put options, right? You can sell the put options. You can do a bull credit spread if you want to, right? You can do all kinds of stuff down here. But it's up to you. All right? So I'm going to just go with the most simplest one, which is the options. I want you guys to see something here. So we say 230 out of the money. Let's go here. 30 days from now would be... okay, so we don't have... January only has 16 days to the expiration. So you don't want to do that. So now we have to go into February. Now, February takes you into 44 days, which I'm totally fine with. Right? 30 days is all we really need. But in this case, because February options expires 44 days from now, that's totally fine with me. So we go over here and we go 44 days out. And again, we can go as far out as the 230. Why can we go as far as out of the 230? Because the expectation is that we would at least surpass 230. We don't know how high it's going to go. So I don't want to be overzealous and try to start finding options expiration, out of the money options that are way out there that makes it impossible to reach. But what we do know is that it can easily take out the month of December at 230. So for that reason, the best that I like to do is either you go in the money, at the money. But if you were to go out of the money, no more than that resistance level we expected to reach, which is the high of the previous month. So you look over here, $4.80. So you put in a contract, $480. Depending on what option strategy you use, you're gonna probably get it for less if you do credit spreads and all that kind of stuff, right? So that's what we're looking at, 480. Now, we're expecting this to happen by the end of January, which is about 30 days. What ends up happening is the next day, this happens, don't worry about that, this day happens, boom. Now, notice what we did. We hit the 230. So you have a choice now. Either one, you can say, look, I've hit my target. Yes, it closed slightly below it. Maybe I should take my profits. Let's go take a look at what the options were showing. You guys remember how much we paid for those options? We paid what did we pay? 400 and, let me see if I can do this. Man, I missed my marker. I am so sorry. I didn't even think about my marker. What did we have? 480, thank you. God bless you. I appreciate that, 480. So, okay, you guys are gonna help me out here. So we have 480, right? Now we are here on January 9th. We hit that mark, and the whole idea is if we hit the mark, I'm talking about even during the day, you know, just sell. You can even literally go in there and just put in an order to sell if you want to. Even if you sell half of your positions, I don't care. The thing is you do something about it, right? Because options is, we're dealing with options here. The stock has done its job. if this stock hit this portion right here and then drops back down the very next day to 200 bucks or 210, you can't blame the strategy because it did what it was supposed to do, which is reach that new high. All right. So in this case, we go to January 9th, which is literally 4 days later, or three trading days later. The 230 that you bought for 480 is now trading for $8. You can sell it for $8. How much profit are we talking about there? Somebody help me out, please. I apologize that I'm using you guys because, again, I don't have my stuff here. I don't even have my calculator here. So we take $8 minus 480, divide that by 480. $8 minus 480, whatever the answer comes out to, divided by. So you made 320%. Is that what we're talking about? That sounds a lot. It shouldn't be that much. You made $3.20 off of your $4.80. Okay, thank you. You made a $320 profit off of your $480. Percentage-wise, how much is that? And how long did it take for us to do that? Now, we didn't double in price, but we had a pretty good, decent return in 30 days. Now, the cool thing is this didn't even take 30 days, right? This took, we bought it here, 1, 2, 3 days later, where we need to be. Those are the sweet ones, the ones that happen within a week of you doing it, all right? 67% return on your money, all right? Now, we can figure out how far did it go? Did we make the right choice of selling? It doesn't matter. The fact is, you made money. The next day, if you didn't sell on this day, boy, you better sell on the next day. But let's just keep on going and see how far this thing went. And it did this and it did that before. Wow, look at this. And we're trying to go all the way to the end of January. Because remember, we're saying that we want this day to go to January. So this is now January 30th. We might have one more day will take us into February. Okay, so January 31st, sorry, right there. Now take a look at that now and go back here, 480. Now let's go to January 31st. If we roll this thing all the way out, January 31st, 230 strike price. Let's go here, where's the 230 strike price? We can now sell what we bought for $480. We can now sell it for $2,250, ladies and gentlemen. How about a nice 100% return on your money? Exactly. You see what I'm talking about? Very good point. All because we did what? We saw a setup that usually occurs on stocks that are turning bullish. That makes sense. That's what we did. This is why it's the only option strategy that I trade if I trade options. All right. Let me show you Oracle that everybody's talking about. Oracle. What happened here on Oracle? I want you guys to see this. Stock had been going down, right? We can see that. Stock had been going down. What ended up happening? 1 month, 2 months. Let me circle that right here. Boom. We had 2 green months, higher highs, higher lows. We had a red candle, higher high, higher low. What does that tell us? That tells us that this high up here should be what? Should be taken out. We should take out this high that exists right here. All right, come on. Come on. Right there. This happened in what month was this? December, January, same thing. We go here to the daily time frame. Okay. This was, it happened in December, we said. This was the high in December. January comes around right here. On this day right here, we start buying. First green candle of the month. Now, this was an easy one right here. It wasn't a lot to deal with. We were right there. That was a high right here. This was the high right here. Let me double check this thing. Just make sure. So this happened. Yeah, so December is when we had, okay, so January, yes. So yeah, that's what we talked about. January right here. This was January right here. You start buying on the first green candle in January, boom, you hit your target, call it a day. Okay? We have other companies. NVIDIA. You guys remember NVIDIA? All these great companies that everybody's talking about. Let me show you this on NVIDIA. What happened to NVIDIA? Same story, ladies and gentlemen. Stock had been going down, 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 down. We have two green candles back to back. Right there. What happens? Then we get a rest. This tells us that what? Price is supposed to do what? Come back. So the next month, whatever this month is, this is December, January, we're supposed to go higher. We go over here to the chart, go back to the daily time frame. This is what we see. That was the high in December. Price comes back down. We get into January. First day of January was red. Second day of January, green. That tells us at this point, if we zoomed in right here, this is the first day we got our first green candle in the month of January. 147. That tells me that we should expect it to reach 185 to 190. This tells me that I can make it all the way up to 187. Why is this my favorite way of trading options? Because it's so predictive. Remember what I said in the beginning, we have perfected patterns and technical analysis. So much so that I don't even question it. So once I know that this is the setup, it's a very simple, clear pattern. Thank you. Once I know that this is the setup, then I know I just need to wait for a few indicators. I know I'm not sharing those indicators here today. That's what I'm going to invite you guys to if you're interested in learning more. But once you know these few indicators, like boom. Okay. How many months of a downtrend minimum before we can consider to, enough to look for two bullish months? I would say about 5 months. 5 months of a downtrend minimum. Okay. 5 months of a downtrend minimum is what we're looking for. And then it qualifies. At that point, we know that we've had two green candles, higher highs, higher lows. They have to be higher, high, higher lows. All right. Then we see that red candle. We know it's taking a break. Now we know that it's time to go in and look at that daily time frame. The very next month, we expect it to be green and we expect it to take out the high. You come over here at 147. The expectation is between 185 and 187. I mean, yeah, 185, 184 and 187. So now this is where we have to go in. So if this was, what month was this? This is January 4th on NVIDIA. So let's go back here. January 4th on NVIDIA. Okay. January 4th on NVIDIA, we have to go this right here. So again, we come over here. We say the high here is 187. So we're either going to get 185 or 190 as a strike price. So let's see what we have. 185 or 190, like I said. So now notice how we only went two strikes out of money on Ferrari. Over here, we're going all the way out here to 180, 185. That's way out of the money. Okay, way out of the money. Okay. What's the average returns on each trade? It all depends on the type of options and what the options is giving you, okay? But typically I tell people there should be no reason why you can't make anywhere between 30, 50% very easily, easily. Sometimes it's 200, 300% return on your money, all right? But 30 to 50% minimum. Does that help? And so over here, we're looking at this and we say 180. I want you guys to look at this now, 185, 185, 190. So help me out here. If you bought this at 185, the strike price of 185, that would be $1.56. $156. At the time when everybody was saying that the market was bearish and going for another recession. The reason why we picked 185 is because we expected to reach this level, the high of the previous month. That is one of the beautiful things about it. So now we just have to be patient and give it enough time to get there. Next thing you know, the next day, it looks not too healthy. All of a sudden, this starts happening. This starts happening. Boom. On this day right here, ladies and gentlemen, January 23rd, we reached 185, even closed at 191. Let's go back here. January 23rd, when everybody was worried about a bear market, that 185 strike. Remember, how much did we buy for again? I can't remember. It was one something. Was it 180 or 156? I can't remember. 156, thank you. 156. So we bought it for 156. Now, that same 185, we can sell for 1430. What type of return is this? We spent $150. In less than 30 days, we walk away with $1,430 simply by understanding what's happening with the technicals of this type of stocks. I can go on and on and on. I won't go through the exact examples anymore just so we can get past all this. How do I make this go away? Go back here to the chart. Let me show you more examples. I want you to look at this stock. Same story, different stock. Okay? Look at this. One candle, two candle, green, red candle. Next month goes higher. What about this one? Tesla. What happened to Tesla? We had one, two, three. You guys seeing this? One, two, three candles, red candle. What happened? The very next month, higher. That makes sense? We want to be on the right side. Exactly. All right? So again, when everybody was worried about a recession and talking about recession, these patterns start showing up. One, two, three. This is Tesla doing three instead of two. Dan showed a red candle. What did we do? Come back up again. Again, we came over here. We could have said, hey, here is the high of that red candle. Let me see what the high of that red candle is. The high here was 202.69, and this is in April. So I'm going to go over here, say 202.69. That's what we said, right? That was in April. Now let's go here to the charts. All right. This was in April when that happened. So I want you guys to see this. This is the month of April. Right. So this was March. So we can't count March. That's why we have this right here. So as soon as April began, the stock started dropping. Boom, 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 boom. We go here, April 28. We're still over here. May 1st, red candle. You don't do anything. May 2nd, red candle. Don't do anything. May 3rd, green candle. Now, usually, I still wanted to have a higher high, higher low. So not necessarily what I'm looking for. Fourth candle, May 4th, still not giving us what we need. And then all of a sudden, boom, this happens. May 5th. Okay? May 5th. At this point, no matter what they're saying about Elon Musk, if they now come out and they say, oh, Elon Musk is doing some great things. We expect stock to go higher. I would say, yes, I agree with it. If they say stock is ready to go lower, I say, you have no idea what's about to happen. 170 to 202. Okay. 170 to 202 is what we're talking about here. So again, this is in the month of May. So to the month of May, 170 to 202. Month of May, May 5th. 202, strike. We need at least 30 days option. So we can't do the month of May. We have to go to June, which is 42 days out. So we go over here. 220 was a strike price that we picked. Where's 220? Look at this. We don't have 220. So in this case, we pick 200. I'm not going to pick 205 because that's being greedy. We'll go with 200. At 200, the strike price is 206. I mean, the strike is 200. The price, the premium is 206. That was on May 5th. Now, all we got to do is get that alert that it hits 205 or 202. Boom, boom, boom. We wait, we wait, we wait. Boom. Look at that, guys. On this day, we've touched it. So at this point, I'm like, it's time to sell, or you can probably go higher. But as soon as it touches it, it's time to sell. So May 30th, and this is the very last day in May. Now let's go back and see. So we said the 200 strike, $2, $206. May 30th, the day before the last, where are we? The 200 and the 200 strike price is right here. How much did we buy it for? $200. Your $200 just turned into $1,000 by the end of the month. Simply by understanding this. All right? I can go on and on and on, but I'm running out of time. But I hope you guys get this concept. It's something that a lot of people, I'm not sure if they're aware of it, but I have not heard anybody talk about this. So let's just say, you're hearing it first from me. I'm gonna show you one more. Palo Alto, that everybody was talking about. If only you had known. 1, 2, 3 candles, back to back to back. Red candle. Next thing you know, it's supposed to do what? Take out this high. That's what you've done. The only question, because how much money did you make? 400% on that one. All right? So I hope that helps. Let me invite you to our workshop, where I go into details. Now, what I did not show you here are the tools, the indicators that we use, okay? Do you use this technique in a down market? Not really, Mav. I haven't tried it in a down market. No, so that's honest. That's just the honest answer. I have not tried it on a down market. In my head, I'm like, I don't see why it shouldn't work in a down market, but I'll be lying to you if I said I did it and it worked, because I haven't done it. I don't like to talk about stuff that I haven't tested, all right? I usually use this. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm more bullish than I am bearish. I like more bullish stocks. And the reason why I like more bullish stocks is because market tends to do well in the bullish market, okay? Less volatility if you understand which stocks to invest in. So go to this link, ladies and gentlemen. No speculations, exactly. Hopefully you can see it at the bottom of the screen, but David has done a great job in helping me post this up there. RightSideTrading.com/workshop. I am going to be doing this Tuesday coming up, 7:30. In that workshop, all right? on August 1st, 7:30, you will learn the different types of stocks to use this on. This is important, okay? This is important. Not all stocks work this way. So it's very, very important that we pick the right type of stocks. I will show you exactly how to determine which stocks does this and which stocks don't. What type of calls or puts or spreads you need to put on. Okay? Because sometimes, like for instance, if a stock has earnings coming up, there's a different way you want to play that, especially when it comes to options. Now, the stock is going to do what it's supposed to do. So if you just buy the stock, you're fine. You don't have to worry about this. But because this is an options class, and especially if you're going to be doing options, there are some things you want to pay attention to in addition to make sure that you are getting the best options and the options will work out the way you want it to work out. So I'm going to show you what to see as far as that is concerned. The optimal time to start buying those options. Now, usually I say you can start buying on the first candle, first green candle. But you've also noticed that even though you bought on the first green candle, it might have a red day here, a red day there. It could take a week before it takes off. If you would like to know when the stock is actually going to begin taking off, where it's not going to go sideways, it's not going to titter-totter anymore, and it's like, man, the trend is ready to go. We are ready to take off, right? It's kind of like being in an airplane and you're on the runway, right? And then it's ready, but then it stops because there's all these other airplanes in front of it and it has to let them all go. But eventually it gets cleared and then you just see it take off. Like it starts speeding up and it never slows down from there. If that's something that you would prefer and like to know, come out to Tuesday night. I will show you exactly how to tell this. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, there's no guessing when it comes to what I do. I don't guess. It's all data driven. I need to see hard evidence, hard data to say, yes, this is about to happen. Okay, I feel comfortable trading. And not because I have a hunch, not because I have a feeling, but because I can see the data telling me that. Does that make sense? No speculations at all. What else? I would give you the indicators that makes your decision-making process so much easier without having to guess anymore. There's no guessing, guys. Anybody who knows me knows that I do not believe in guessing when it comes to the stock market. It's the reason why, if you saw what I said about all the reports, I said, it is time to take profit. The market is wanting us to take heed. I am very, very strong and opinionated when I have a direction on the market. Not because I have a hunch better than anybody else, but because I can see the data, the indicators. I will show you the indicators that you need to use and how to use them too as well. Okay, it's all about discipline. Thank you. I will show you when you should be looking at the monies, as opposed to where you should be paying attention to in the monies, as opposed to where you should be paying attention more to out of the money. Today, I just showed you all the out of the monies, right? But there are times when the out of the money, even though it's telling us it's going to get there, there are times when that out of the money is not going to help you. You have to be careful about that, okay? And there are times where it's like, you know what? Even at the money might be too risky for this type of option. So let's go in the money for this. I will show you how to do that, because what the worst thing you can do is see the stock make you money and the option doesn't, because you bought the wrong type of option. Does that make sense? So keep that in mind. And then, like I said, 80, 90% of the time, this thing works. 80, 90%, I mean, and it's really even more than that. But that one few that might run into problems, whereby everything is saying, yes, it's ready to go. And then it's already starting, and halfway through the process, something happens. You need to be able to know what that is so that that way you can get out, especially if you're trading options. Get out before it becomes too much of a problem. All right. So $497 is what I charge for this workshop. Okay. And it's still going to be $497. But for those who take that fast action in the next 48 hours, I will limit the price to $97. I promise you, what's today? Today is what? Wednesday? So by the end of Friday, this weekend, it will be back to $497. So I'm saying take advantage of the $97 now. All right? You're welcome. You're absolutely welcome. Thank you, guys. Take advantage. Oops, what did I just do here?